This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sharbhadra Dewa says Buddha's teaching is still relevant in the 21st century. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia says that Election Commission is preparing to hold federal and provincial elections on the 26th of November. Metropolitan cities unveil budget for their upcoming fiscal year. And the U.S. Senate passes first gun control bill in decades. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sharbhadra Dewa has said higher education should focus on producing workforces by exploring resources, opportunities and priorities of the country. Addressing the second convocation ceremony of the Lumbini Buddhist University in Lumbini yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa expressed that Buddha's teaching of the Noble Eightfold Path was still relevant and important in the 21st century. The Prime Minister expressed the hope that the graduates from the university would strive to establish themselves as creative members of the society. He also insisted on the role of the university in producing the workforce required for the promotion of Buddhist tourism. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Paudel stressed the need for linking investment in education with the country's development. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khan has said the government is serious about addressing the problems of Nepal's entrepreneurs and business persons. Inaugurating the FNCCI Lumbini Province's 4th Provincial Assembly Convention in Bhairahawa yesterday, Minister Khan pledged all sorts of services and supports to the industrialists from the government's side. He shared that the government had accorded high priority to Siddha Baba Tunnelway and the expansion of road in Daunne in Nawalparasi. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has said the Election Commission is preparing to hold the provincial and federal elections on the 26th of November. During a meeting of the Women and Social Committee of the Federal Parliament held at Singhadarbar yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia informed that the Commission would forward an amendment proposal on the Election Act requiring mandatory candidacy from women if a political party filed candidacy for a single post. He also suggested the political parties to allocate 50% candidacy for women in the direct election under provincial and federal elections. He stressed the need for implementing the inclusion policy by the political parties to ensure quality elections. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has shared his dream to advance the nation to a new era. At a program organized by Nepal Mountaineering Association yesterday, the former Prime Minister said he had a dream to become the Prime Minister once again to take the country to a new era. Prachanda said he would lead the nation and remove all the existing ill practices prevalent in the country if he were given a chance to lead the nation while recalling his role to bring about changes in the country. The Maoist Center chairman stated that he made efforts for the reforms in several issues during his premiership in the past and he had a pride feeling for such attempts. On the occasion, he pledged to take initiatives with the government to resolve the problems that had surfaced in the tourism sector, saying that tourism was the only reliable source to end the country's economic crisis. The Development and Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to brief the committee about the reasons why the project works that were initiated decades ago were still not finished. The committee has asked the government to furnish the reasons within 15 days. In the meeting held at Singhadarbar yesterday, the committee directed the Urban Development Ministry to furnish clarification on complaints filed against the Department of Urban Development and Building Construction within 15 days. The committee also decided to hold discussions with the Urban Development Ministry, Finance Ministry, National Planning Commission and concerned metropolitan cities and municipalities regarding the Outer Ring Road project in the Kathmandu Valley. National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timilsina has issued a ruling to the sitting ministers asking them to be present at the House meeting as per the allocated time. In yesterday's meeting of the Upper House, He also reminded the constitutional responsibilities of the ministers that they should help in forwarding the works of their respective ministries and answer the questions raised by the lawmakers. Meanwhile, three bills were tabled in the meeting of the National Assembly yesterday. National Assembly's Secretary Rajendra Puyal tabled the Finance Bill 2022 and the Bill to Mobilise National Loans 2022 and Loans and Guarantee 25th Amendment Bill 2022. The bills were received by the Upper House with the message from the House of Representatives. The meeting also unanimously approved the proposal seeking consideration on the COVID-19 Crisis Management Bill and Railway Bill. Prior to yesterday's bill presentation, speaking in the zero hour of the Upper House meeting, lawmakers urged to forward citizenship bill, promote cottage industries, forward programs to mitigate disaster damages and not to reduce the marriageable age. The metropolitan cities across the country have presented their budget for the upcoming fiscal year in their respective municipal assembly. Kathmandu Metropolitan City has presented a budget of 25.41 billion rupees in the Municipal Assembly. Likewise, Lalitpur Metropolitan City presented a budget of 6.35 billion rupees and Bharatpur Metropolitan City presented a budget of 5.74 billion rupees. Similarly, Birganj Metropolitan City formulated a budget of 3.33 billion rupees, while Biratnagar Metropolitan City unveiled a budget of 3.62 billion rupees. Likewise, the Pokhara Metropolitan City unveiled a budget of 8.77 billion rupees for the upcoming fiscal year 2022-23. Hungarian Airlines Wizz Air is gearing up to spread its wings in the Gautam Buddha International Airport in Bhairahawa from coming September. Wizz Air's Nepal's official dealer, GSA Society International Travel Chairperson Ravi Chandra Singh, said Wizz Air would roll out its 190-seat capacity aircraft. He added that the airlines will operate flights from and to Bhairahawa and Abu Dhabi. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The U.S. Supreme Court has overturned a 50-year-old ruling that guaranteed nationwide abortion rights for women. It said the Constitution did not confer a right to abortion and the authority to regulate abortion was returned to the people and their elected representatives. The decision means millions of women across the United States will lose their legal right to abortion, as individual states will be able to make their own laws on it. U.S. President Joe Biden said the ruling marked a sad day and put the U.S. on an extreme and dangerous path. Meanwhile, clinics have begun closing in some U.S. states after a Supreme Court ruling on Friday removed American women's constitutional rights to abortion. The U.S. Congress, meanwhile, has passed a gun control bill, the most significant firearms legislation in nearly 30 years. It imposes tougher checks on young buyers and encourages the states to remove guns from people considered a threat. 18 migrants have died and others injured when a huge crowd tried to cross into Spain's North African enclave of Melilla. Reports say some of those who died had fallen from the top of a border fence. Several security personnel and migrants were admitted to hospital for treatment following clashes early on Friday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at many places of province number 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report for the past 24 hours, the maximum temperature was 28.8 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 20.5 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shabada Dewa says Buddha's teaching is still relevant in the 21st century. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapelia says the Election Commission is preparing to hold federal and provincial elections on the 26th of November. Metropolitan cities unveil budgets for the upcoming fiscal year, and the U.S. Senate passes first gun control bill in decades. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.